Didn't you just want to keep on partying? Yes, yes. So do you want to hear my joke? Okay. Here's my joke and good news for today. Howard dies and waits in line for judgment. He notices that some souls go right into heaven, while Satan throws others into a burning pit. But every so often, instead of hurling a poor soul into the fire, the devil tosses it aside. Curious, Howard asks Satan, "Excuse me, but why are you tossing them aside instead of flinging them into hell with the others?" Satan replied, "Oh, they're from Vancouver Island. They're too wet to burn." Today we are finishing up our series on the Bible as comedy, tragedy, and fairy tale. And this morning we recognize the comedy. The good news of just how many stories Jesus shared about inviting people into the joy and celebration of life and community with one another. About reconciling differences and accepting one another and not taking the drama of life quite so seriously. So today we're talking about the good news of Jesus. Why? Because you and I live in a world besieged with challenges and struggles and testings. And every day we tune in to hear a lot of bad news and negativity. Our media tends to focus on all the terrible tragedies that are present in the world, which are important to report and acknowledge. But the focus always on what is wrong creates in us a lot of fear and discouragement and anxiety. And so it is good to come and be reminded of all the joy and hope and love that is present also in our lives. In Jesus' time, as in ours, the world was overwhelmed by fear and oppression and poverty and violence and disparity and struggle. Now, it's important not to bury our heads in the sand and to recognize the brokenness within us and among us. We need to acknowledge once in a while our lack and our failures and weaknesses because it helps us to make correctives in our lives. It's why we have Lent every year. And difficulties end up being wonderful challenges for the soul, for us to try and overcome and transcend and use as grist for the soul mill. But today, Jesus reminds us that the soul also needs to be nurtured on joy and celebration and love and acceptance and reconciliation and hope. Many years ago, I remember a young father, a married young father of three children in the church, say to me, "Jennifer, the world is so full of bad news. I need to come to church to hear some good news." So I wonder, what was the good news? Jesus came saying that he had come from God to bring good news about the kingdom of God moving among us. If only we had eyes to see. He said he had come to bring good news to the poor. He said, "I have come that you might have life and have it abundantly." He said, "I have come that my joy might be in you and that it might be full, complete." He said that he had come to heal the broken. He said that he had come to show us how to love one another as he loved. And that's why it is called the gospel of Jesus Christ, because gospel literally means good news. But often you wouldn't know it. And Jesus shared the good news by gathering people together and sharing stories and the good news of God's love. And Jesus shared a number of these stories that we heard today about throwing a party and including invitations to everyone so that no one is left out except those who choose to be. And apparently, unlike John, who came fasting and preaching hellfire and brimstone and judgment, Jesus, on the other hand, was accused of having too much joy, of eating and drinking, and so was accused of being a drunkard and a glutton. Apparently, Jesus turned water into wine to keep the party going. Jesus always found the hope and the joy and the laughter and join and invited people to come to the party, to come into community, into friendship. So I ask you, what for you personally was Jesus' good news? What have you learned about Jesus that is good news for your life?
Life after death.
We don't have to be afraid of death. That we're forgiven. That there's grace, not judgment. Love your neighbor, and that's good news. That there's one law, not 635, there's one law, love. That there's a sacred presence in everything, that God is in all things. That we have enough, we just have to share. That there's hope. And what's the hope? Okay. Acceptance. That we're accepted. That we have joy in our hearts no matter how bad things are. That there's always, we can always find joy. There's joy. Pardon? We've been born into a beautiful place. Great joy. Unconditional love. That nobody's being turned, nobody's getting thrown into the fire, right? Especially those from Vancouver Island, because we're too wet. I asked the Bible study group this week that question. And like you, they had wonderful responses. They said the good news for them was that God loves us all, no matter what. That God forgives all the mistakes we make and has great patience with us. The good news is that we're all worthy and accepted. The good news is that we're all children of God. The good news is that we will never know death because the soul lives on. The good news is that ultimately, in each of our stories, they all have a happy ending because we all return home to the one who created us. As one person said, after Jesus, the church unfortunately institutionalized guilt and shame as virtues. But Jesus wasn't about shame and guilt at all. The good news of our stories this morning reminds us that we don't need to be judgmental of one another. We can just enjoy the friendship and acceptance of one another. It takes a lot of work to be critical and judgmental. It's easy to just receive and accept people exactly as we are. Jesus was all about love and acceptance and reconciling with one another. People shared stories of when they had reconciled with family members or friends after an estrangement. Jesus was all about healing relationships and forgiving each other for the mistakes we humans make. The good news is that none of us are alone, that we're all family, brothers and sisters to one another. And Jesus reminds us that in a world filled with so many civil laws and rules and regulations and so many different religions and rights and wrongs, so much violence, that his rule is easy and very light. Love one another. Lay down your egos, your lives for one another. So there is a lot of good news. In a world burdened with all sorts of bad news, how do we as a church lighten people's burdens and bring good news into their sad news? Last summer, in August, while I was on holidays, the council met with Gail Miller, who is the United Church Conference staff, who is really the consultant for the churches for Vancouver Island. And she looked at our values and our belief statement and our vision, and she said, "They're all wonderful, but what's your mission exactly? What's the purpose for Knox? Why does Knox exist in your community?" And she reminded us that before we could sort out our purpose, we needed to understand our context, where we live, who we are, and our theology, what we believe. And that, like Jesus, we first needed to go into the world around us, into our community, and engage with the wider community and discover and discern what is the Spirit of God calling Knox to be and do in this time, in this place. And so the council created six teams who, after lunch today, you're going to be hearing back from what they discovered and discerned about what the Spirit might be saying to us through the community and through this congregation. We had a listening and neighborhood walk team, a conversation with neighbors and partners team, a community leaders team, a prayer team that went out into the community and listened and prayed, a data collection and theological religious culture team, and a congregational focus team that met with the congregation a few weeks ago to hear from you. And then today we're going to hear from all of them, and then we're going to pray for guidance, and we're going to gather in small groups around the church to discuss and discern what you heard the Spirit calling Knox to be and do, and then come back and share those callings, those purposes with one another. It's a very exciting time for our community of faith as we discern what God is calling this people in this time to be and do in our time and place. What is the good news, the purpose of our faith community in being here? And we'll be trusting the Spirit to give us guidance. What good news message does the world need today? It is often through the joy and innocence of the child, I think, that the divine speaks, reminding us about what is most important, just as the children were reminding us today, and Dana talking about friendship. Today I'd like to share with you a YouTube clip that reminds us of the same thing that Jesus was reminding us about the importance of human connection with one another, about engaging with one another and enjoying the company of each other's life along the way.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
My name is Layla.
Oh. Are you here with your parents or?
Yeah, with my mom.
Can you show him something?
No.
It's kind of boring having a tea or coffee by yourself. You need somebody to talk to.
Why are you wearing a hat?
How much money do you have? Why is your hair white?
It's a bit like the trees in autumn. You know, you can ask the tree, why are your leaves brown?
Do you mean in the bank or...?
Like your pocket money and stuff.
£560 a month pension.
Wow.
If you had that, what would you do?
I would get a dog and get a house and a swimming pool and go next better.
Do you have Netflix?
Nothing like that. I've just got a radio.
Yeah. I remember playing that.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Peter Piper picked a... Where are your friends and where they are?
Some of my friends are abroad. I was born in Jamaica, so a lot of my friends are there, you know.
I mean, I'm new in London.
Well, I've had hundreds and thousands of friends. At the moment, I've got a lot of Facebook friends.
Well, maybe I can sit with you and have some coffee.
Yeah? You like coffee?
Yeah.
Do you? What's your favourite?
Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate.
Why can't everybody be friends?
That's a good question.
It's not as easy as that, really.
I couldn't walk up to somebody in here and say, would you like to play with me? That'd be a bit strange.
I think everyone should talk to everybody.
That's the nicest thing I've heard all day.
You've really made my day.
Making friends is easier than eating chocolate. I think everyone in the world should have one big party and become friends.
As the little girl said, I think everyone in the world should throw a party and become friends. Just so, Jesus reminded us that the kingdom of God is like throwing a big party and inviting everyone to it. May it be so. Amen.